On a Thursday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning, I'm David Green. A month after Hurricane Sandy pounded the New Jersey shore, Atlantic City is back in business. There had been an impression that the city was hit hard by the storm. In fact, the famous boardwalk and the casinos and restaurants suffered little damage. They're now suffering, though, from a lack of visitors. Here's NPR's David Shaper.
Three young boys roll on their skateboards down the world-famous Atlantic City boardwalk, proof that it is still here, fully intact, and that rumors of its demise were greatly exaggerated.
Condition is a lot better than I thought it would be down here, you know.
Ed Cody drove here from Philadelphia with his fiancée, Cheryl Lyons, for a quick midweek getaway.
What I heard during the storm over there was just like the boardwalk was all torn up and the sand was in the street.
The pictures on the TV made it look worse.
Sandy's high winds and floodwaters did devastate scores of homes and businesses in Atlantic City, especially around the Back Bay areas. But along the ocean front, a dune restoration project protected most of the boardwalk and the shops, restaurants, casinos, and hotels on it. Sandy did damage one small section of the boardwalk, but city and tourism officials complained that TV news showed those images over and over again, giving viewers the impression that the entire boardwalk was destroyed. So they're fighting back. This new TV ad, which is airing in New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, shows people biking and jogging on the boardwalk, along with scenes of Atlantic City's nightlife. Liza Cartmell is president of the Atlantic City Alliance, which is sponsoring the ad.
Well, I think the message here is that, A, we're open for business. We're in great shape physically. And quite honestly, we need your help.
The Atlantic City Alliance was created a year ago as the marketing arm of the casino industry here. Competition from new casinos in nearby states had already begun to cut into business, and a severe slowdown since Sandy has led to layoffs and reduced hours for many workers. So Cartmell says Atlantic City urgently needs an economic boost.
We have 40,000 people whose livelihoods depend on these casinos. They are the ones who were impacted at home, where their homes may have been flooded. They need their jobs and their income in order to be able to rebuild.
Inside the Tropicana Casino, there's actually a fair number of people for a midweek December afternoon playing slot machines, blackjack, and other games. Tony Rodio, president and CEO of the Tropicana, says business is picking up now after a very slow November. But he worries about Sandy's long-term impact on his customer base up and down the Atlantic coast.
There's people whose lives have been impacted by this, and it's not going to take weeks or months. It's going to take years for people who have homes that were totally destroyed or second homes or businesses, and there's a ripple effect of that.
And that ripple effect doesn't just go through the big casinos, but inside of the small, kitschy shops along the boardwalk as well.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Yacoub Abro greets a lone shopper who walks into his souvenir shop on the boardwalk. And she's got her eye on a certain purse.
How much is it?
This is a $15.
Oh.
But you are my first customer in all day. I'll take you $13.
I can't do it, but thank you.
You're welcome.
And so it goes at Jay's souvenir shop, where Abro says he's hardly selling anything.
So today, like, I opened 11 o'clock. Now it's almost 4 o'clock. I got only one customer, $15. And the last night I was here up to 5 o'clock, I make only $25. Can you imagine?
Abro says it costs him more to commute and keep the lights on than he's making in sales most days. And he says if this slow pace continues, he might not be able to make it to the more profitable months of spring and summer. David Shaper, NPR News, Atlantic City.